Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Happy December. It's crazy to think that we are in the last month of this year already. What a blur.
It has been a whirlwind of a few months for sure. I have a quick story followed by a question for you, John, and listeners. Are you ready?
Do we have much of a choice?
No, you don't, because I already hit record. So no going back now.
Alrighty then. We are in. We're ready for your story.
Okay. So earlier this week, I was listening to another podcast. I know. Gasp. Mm-hmm. Just jokes. Actually, I listened to a lot last week because I was painting a room in my house, and that's generally what I end up doing while painting. Anyway, this one stood out to me and has stuck with me for the last little while. They were talking about small moments of love, generally between strangers. Opening a door, smiling, thumbs up, a quick joke in the elevator or the line at the grocery store. I think it's beautiful, really. Such an easy way to share joy in what can really be a hard season for people, especially with the holidays coming up. So, John, what was the last time that you received a small amount of joy? How did that make you feel?
That's such a great question. So I got a good one. I actually heard from a listener not too long ago, and they were just expressing how much they appreciated the podcast and us doing that. We ended up talking for quite a long time and sharing a little bit about our stories with one another, but it all started with them reaching out to say thanks. And I was having a bit of a rough day, so it made me feel great. And I felt valued, appreciated. We were connecting. It was by far the best part of my day.
That's awesome. Something so simple goes such a far way. I have also really appreciated the small pockets of love that other people share with me. It makes the world seem less scary, especially right now. And it makes me remember that God is in every single person and that He is good.
He is indeed good. You know, Braden, I am excited to share this week's story with everyone. The season of Advent is always very exciting, leading up to the birth of Jesus. It's, when you pause and think about it, it's really actually incredible to think about.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think, especially this year, we get to focus on the birth of Jesus, which is what we're supposed to be doing all the time through Christmas, but it just seems like there's more emphasis on the things that He brings to us, the gifts that He gives. So today we'll be jumping into Micah 5 in the Old Testament. We'll be looking at another prophecy about Jesus or a prediction about His life like we spoke about last week.
So a little context for the listeners today. Micah was a prophet or an individual who spoke on behalf of God and gave predictions or warnings about the future. Now we see in the first few chapters of Micah there has been predictions of massive judgment by God against several rebellious nations and of Israel. Much of these prophecies were because of corrupt and dishonest leaders.
A lot of Micah's prophecies had to do with the rescue of those who were living in the corrupt nations and how God would restore those people.
Precisely. So the prophecies include an undoing and destruction of current Jerusalem. Now, Micah continues on through to recognize that God will restore Jerusalem.
Yeah, we see these prophecies written in poetry in Micah 5, which I will be honest, I'm not always the best at grasping the first few times through. I had to read and sit with this section for a while to kind of begin to understand some of the context and what Micah was trying to get at.
You know, that's a very good point, Braden. The Bible has a lot of different ways of telling stories, and poetry is one of those ways. So through the poetry of Micah today, we're going to learn that Jesus brings peace.
I have to say that a lot of this chapter is about destruction, and so it's kind of hard to see where the peace parts come into it. It talks a lot about destruction of people and the cities, but bear with us, hang in there. We'll get to the peace part, I promise.
Yeah, you're right. This chapter is full of destruction, but only due to the injustice, the corrupt and people turning their backs on God. The rich leaders of Jerusalem, you know, they were filled with greed and constantly went against the law given to them by God through Moses.
Yeah, these predictions and, well, eventual realities came through the prophecies of Micah. He warns the leaders that the judgment of God is coming and that Israel will be exiled to Babylon. Some pretty serious consequence of the leaders' actions.
You know, he really is not holding back
at all. Very serious.
Micah that is, right? So imagine how hard it would be to understand the hurt, the pain, the destruction coming to these people, and having them completely ignore you when you have warned them about it. I mean, Micah's going through a pretty challenging spot or situation in this story.
Yeah, really tough. I mean, Micah has such admirable faith here to deliver these messages to the leaders and tell them pretty plainly that they're going against God's will. And then just to watch them not listen, to watch them kind of walk straight into that destruction. I mean, man, he must have been having a hard time. And then him speaking those things quite plainly would have made a few people a little bit angry, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, but he is hearing these things from God. So he's speaking on God's behalf. There would have had to have been some peace knowing that this was God's message, knowing that this message wasn't just a small thought or his idea. It was directly from God to be told to the people. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it easier, but it would give some confidence for Micah and some peace in delivering that message.
Absolutely. Where I find the peace comes in is after these prophecies, after actually all this destruction, you know, happens, or he's speaking about it. Micah continues on in poetry, describing the nature in which Israel will be transformed and restored to a place where all can worship God. We learn that this restoration will come through a new messianic king who will be born of the line of David and will shepherd the people of Israel to a place of peace rather than a place of destruction, as we've seen in all of these prophecies. Would you read Micah 5:4 and the first part of verse 5 for us, John?
Absolutely. I'd love to read it. So this is actually talking about Jesus. It is a prophecy about Jesus, our King. Now, here's what it says. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace.
Hmm. Thanks, John. I couldn't have read it better myself. So,
I think you could, but...
Well, I think that shows very well today. Our lesson is Jesus brings peace. Specifically, in this story, we see it through the restoration. We see through how the birth of Jesus sets in motion the actions that bring the nation of Israel back to a place where they worship him, where they submit to him, where they follow his lead.
Hmm. You know, I think we see here that Jesus brings peace because of how we interact with him. You know, the destruction of the cities were caused because of greed and the people's desire to idolize money and in a bizarre way, idolizing themselves, putting themselves ahead of God. And so when Jesus restores Jerusalem and we see the people worshiping him, there is peace. He shepherds them and protects them. And for us today, he is our shepherd and our peace.
Hmm. Yeah, it certainly brings me peace thinking of Jesus guiding me, allowing me to worship him while he protects me. It's such a calming and beautiful image.
Hmm, for sure. You know, that goes the same as for me. You know, I just love this imagery that Micah uses here. Jesus as a shepherd.
Yeah.
Think of a flock of sheep. It's just such a beautiful thing when they're at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up, my best friend, he lived on a sheep farm. Now, he wasn't a sheep.
Yeah. Was that your way of telling us your best friend's a sheep?
No, but he was a good friend of mine. He was my best friend. And he was a boy like me, and we had a lot of fun playing at his place. But I learned two things being there. One, that sheep are dumb. They really aren't that smart.
Yeah.
They don't really figure things out all that well. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is they're scared. They are so skittish. They are so high strung as an animal, and they panic so easily. So when they do panic, they jump into gates, they fences, or they trample some of the smaller sheep. It can be really damaging to them.
Hmm.
The shepherd wants a peaceful and safe place for his sheep. The healthiest flock of sheep is one that is at peace, unafraid of their surroundings. So
mm-hmm.
there's something powerful when we can turn our lives from fearfully panicking and maybe even unintentionally hurting ourselves to submitting to the care and goodness of God. We glorify him when we allow him to lead us. So, which is incredible in and of itself. But on top of that,
mm-hmm.
he brings us peace when we follow his lead as our shepherd.
Yeah. It sounds like those sheep, when they're terrified, they look for direction, right? They look at mm-hmm. the shepherd needs to be there to be able to help bring them that peace, which is amazing. So it's so simply put, by following God or allowing him to lead us, we can glorify him. Like, such an easy gift for us to give him, you know, it seems so easy. And yet we receive such an incredible gift that he gives back to us. You know, that gift of peace, just by saying we'll follow him, he allows us to not be afraid, to be peaceful.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's so amazing through our interaction with him that we receive this gift through worship and submission and generally following his guidance.
Well put, Braden. Well put.
Thank you.
So, it's growth tip time.
It's growth tip time. Growth tip time.
Last week, you're not going to stop with the jingle, are you?
No, I'm going to get it one day. It's going to be great. I copyright all of the ones before this.
That's a lot. All right. Last week, our growth tip was to have a conversation about hope with someone. So, more specifically, how God has brought you hope.
Ooh.
So?
I have a confession.
Okay. Generally, when I hear those words from Braden, he has broken something, mm-hmm. he's messed something up, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. maybe sometimes both of those things at once. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a few stories about when Braden's told me
That's another topic for another day. Okay, right. So it's nothing like that. That you know of just yet.
All right. What is your confession?
I didn't do the growth tip. But I did have a powerful story that I wanted to share. So I think it'll lead us to our growth tip for this week. So let's see if, John, you can get where I'm going with this tip. So I'll tell the story and then see if you are in line with what I was thinking, okay?
All right. I will listen to the story and see if I can think of the growth tip you're thinking of. Like twins that have attached brains, I'll know exactly what you're thinking.
Well, I mean, sure. Attached brains, maybe, kind of. We'll go with that for now. Okay, so this week, I've been doing a lot of thinking. As I said, lots of podcasts, lots of painting. I live alone,
mm-hmm.
and I've spent a lot of time alone. Not something I generally like to do. So lots of thinking when that happens. But I have a group chat about seven or eight friends from back in the day. We actually all used to work at camp together. And we don't see each other much these days. We all live kind of all over the world, actually, in different countries. So obviously makes seeing people tough. I reached out to this group chat and just simply said this. I said, hey, I'm checking in on my friends. How are we all doing? COVID fatigue is hitting me hard today. So, I mean, pretty simple statement. A motto of mine in life is that vulnerability invites vulnerability, meaning that if I want someone to be honest and vulnerable with me, I have to lead in that. So I did, not by saying much, but a small indication that I was tired and fatigued in that day. We had a quick exchange. Almost everyone responded quickly and checked in, which doesn't always happen in the group chat. We're all pretty busy people. But everyone had kind of similar responses. Everything from living alone to the difficulties of living in another country with the holidays approaching and the low likelihood of coming home to Canada to see family. it wasn't an easy conversation, and honestly, it wasn't really fun at all. But I appreciated the vulnerability of my friends so much this week. I didn't necessarily talk about hope. We shared small joys that helped us feel normal in this tough time. Truth is, I didn't really feel like I had much hope to share. I didn't feel like sharing it at all. But man, did I receive hope from my friends. Even in such a short text check-in, I felt heard and not alone. Through that, I felt so much more hopeful in that exchange. More hopeful than I honestly have felt in a while.
Well, it sounds to me, Braden, that you guys have maybe were led by God a little bit in that exchange. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just awesome.
So, John, did you pick up what I was laying down mm-hmm. with the growth tip? Mowing what I was growing, catching what I was pitching, drinking what I am pouring.
Yeah. I think I did. It sounds to me like you are challenging us to be vulnerable with others.
You nailed it. I wish I had a bell to ring.
Awesome.
Ding, 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 ding.
So considering that as your challenge, maybe this evening before bed, let's have a conversation with a friend or a family member and maybe talk about areas in life where you are experiencing peace mm-hmm. and what areas need more peace. You know, then take all of that conversation, submit all of those areas to God. And you know what? I'm really confident that God will bring peace to you as you submit to him.
Mm-hmm. Remember that vulnerability invites vulnerability. And it might not be right away, but he brings peace. So stay the course and keep submitting yourself to Christ, our shepherd. So you guys, I'm so grateful. I'm excited to hear how these challenges and growth tips go. But you guys are amazing. Taking time out of your schedules just to listen to us each week. Honestly, it's such an honor to be able to share our lives, our stories, and share the space with you.
And it's so much fun to be able to do this podcast each week. Thanks for listening, you guys. Remember to find us on Instagram at Bible Story Pod and hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lastly, and always, there is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. So share with us how you're growing. We love hearing from you. Until next time, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.